Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program, Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this episode, we want to try to learn a few things from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi that I and you should apply in our life. That by doing so, not only we seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only we seek reward and get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we become a mini version of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In a hadith from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, he says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, the Prophet, he himself said, خَمْسٌ لَا أَدَعَهُنَّ حَتَّى الْمَمَاتِ, five things I will never leave, I will never abandon until the day I die. Which means they are very part and parcel of the daily life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What are they? He says, الْأَكْلُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مَعَ الْعَبِيدِ, eating on the ground with the servants. That's just being humble. You should not look at people who are lower than you as worse than you, and you are above them. So we say that sometimes you might see people sitting on the ground eating, simple people, and they say, come, eat with us, join us. And he's like, no, no, thanks, I'm full, I don't want to eat. And then you walk away. Why? Because you think that's just too low. People sitting in the streets or in a park and they're eating on the ground, and you say, I'm not going to bring my level to that. That is pride. This is what we call in Arabic, takabbur. And that's definitely not one of the traits of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So slaves we don't have anymore. But we live in a society where we have levels. The society has divided people into levels, lower class, upper class, middle class. So sometimes it depends on the class we're in, especially if you're middle class or high class. You're like, no, there's no way I'm going to sit with those who are lower than me. That's just wrong. Human beings are either brother in faith or equal in humanity, in the immortal words of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So this is the first thing about the Prophet. He says, وَرْكُوبِ مُكِفًا, that when I ride, I have to make sure that my face is in the right direction. So he would basically, he's trying to say that I look normal if I want to ride a mule or a horse or a camel.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Sometimes when we ride our own cars, we drive and we sit in a way where we think we are the kings. And that's not required. That's not necessary. You see some people, like when they get in a car, they push their seat all the way to the back and they stretch their hands and they drive like, that is not required. Be normal. That's also another thing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. Third, he says, وَحَلْ بِيَ الْعَنْزَ بِيَدِي, and milking the goat with my own hands. Which means that when it comes to work, there's not such a thing as saying, well, this work is too low, I would not do it, I would not go to this state. I mean, if we have goats here now, I don't think we're going to milk it ourselves. We get someone to do it for us because we think that's just an action that's wrong to do because I am much better than that. I'm much higher than that. Nonsense. The Prophet says, I want to milk whether it's a cow, whether it's a goat, I want to milk it myself with my bare hands. I don't want, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, it was known about him that he would never order people to do things for him, not even to ask a person. He'd never ask a person to go get him water. He would get up and do it himself. So he's trying to teach us that when it comes to things, get involved yourself. Do it yourself. Don't put yourself higher than everything else. Now, let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the love. Now all I want is to be with you.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The Prophet said in a hadith, 5 things I will not leave until I die. Okay, so eating with the slaves, riding, facing forward, milking the cow with my own hands, and 4, walibsu suf, that if I want to wear clothes, I wear wool clothes. Now, obviously, times have changed. We have at least, let's say, developed ourselves. We kind of moved from that time and era where people had no clothes and they would wear wherever they can. But nevertheless, saying that, and now we live in an age of brands. Sometimes we make sure that when I'm wearing clothes, it has to be a brand. If it's not a brand, then I'm not going to wear it. And people take a pride in that. Look at my Gucci, look at my Versace. So we take a pride in it. The Prophet says, you shouldn't do that. I mean, why do you feel the need that you have to make yourself better than people? When someone is wearing something normal, say, oh, you're wearing this junk? To you, it's junk. To them, it's not. That's what they can afford. The Prophet, when he says, I wear wool, because that's what was available, that's what was the cheapest he can find in his time. Because he does not want people to think, okay, look at the Prophet, he's wearing silk and garments and everything else. And we're poor, we're wearing nothing. He says, try to blend in with people. Don't make yourself stand out, which is a problem. A lot of people usually have this issue. They have this disease of needing to have brands and everything. Hadith says, وَالتَّسْلِيمُ عَلَى الصِّبْيَانِ, saying salam and giving my greetings to kids, something we hardly do. Greeting a child, when you see a child, say salam alaikum to him. Come down to his level, bend your knees, bring your head towards his eyesight, eye level. This is exactly what the Prophet used to do with kids, because he says kids are pure. There's nothing more pure than a child. And he says, I would love to spend my time with children. So he used to say salam to them. And when the child sees a person coming down to his level and greeting him, he feels good about himself. He has more confidence. He feels his high esteem goes a lot higher. He feels he's part of society. He feels respected. He feels loved. Don't neglect that. I always, when I see children, they are the first I say salam to, because this is the akhlaq of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Let's not cast this important part of life, which is children. Children and youth, we always need to be able to greet them at all times. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِيَكُونَ سُنَّةٌ مِّن بَعْدِي. These 5 things I will never leave until I die, so they become a tradition after me, something that people follow. So me and you, let's look at ourselves. Let us see, do I and you have these 5 things or not? If I have them, then I am following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I don't, then I am far away from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafiq.